Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Main, and welcome to episode 190 of today's Survival Show, helping you live life the way you want to live it on your own terms and strengthening your resolve. Thanks for tuning in. My goal here is to help you do what you can with what you have wherever you are. Today, at the time that I'm recording this episode, it is 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, November the 7th, after the United States presidential election. And I have decided to title this episode Personal Power. You'll understand why as I continue with the podcast. So I'm driving down the road, and I'm headed on a business trip, as I often do. You know, when I drive, it's my chance to be alone and think. And when I'm alone and I think, that's when ideas pop into my head, especially for doing podcasts like this on survival. So, personal power, what does that have to do with survival? Well, I think it has a lot to do with survival. You know, there's a lot of prepping shows, preparedness shows that you can watch that do gear reviews, and they talk about how to build kits, and they talk about how to grow gardens and things like that, and they talk about how to accumulate supplies and, you know, which generators to buy and what type of food to store and stuff like that. Occasionally, I get into that on this podcast as well. But I think that after this election, I think personal power is a good topic to talk about, and here's why. I know many of you listening to this might be extremely disappointed with the election results, and some of you might not be. I really think, and I've been saying this now for more than 3 years while I've been doing this show, I think that personal responsibility is more important now than ever. And I'm positive this morning. I am positive. I've talked to a lot of negative people. I've seen a lot of negative things on the internet. I am positive this morning, folks. And I have a good attitude about life and about the direction of my life, because I believe in personal power and I believe in personal responsibility. And I think that's going to carry the day, and I think that's going to win out. And I think that's the most important thing that we should focus on at this point. Because what has not been taken away from us yet is our ability to live life the way we want to live it. And that's why I started off this show by saying that. I used to say that every podcast. Then I began talking about doing what you can with what you have, wherever you are. Both of those apply. If you live life the way you want to live it, it will strengthen your resolve. So far, that has not been taken away from us. Now, to set up the topic of personal power, I need to engage in some reality. You know, I've been posting on Facebook a lot for about the last month. I've been posting on Facebook. And I've been putting comments on there that weren't real popular. I've been saying things like, Barack Obama's going to win the election. I've been saying things like, there are enough people in the United States that are dependent and that have an entitlement mentality, and they will go out and vote. And they will overcome the Romney vote. And guess what, folks? I was right. And I'm not trying to gloat. I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to pound my chest. I had a feeling, and I called it. I had a feeling, and I called it. And I examine what's going on in this country, folks, and I want you to do it too. So let me take 10 minutes here to talk about what's going on. Let me remind you what is happening. And then I'll talk about personal power. Folks, what's happening in the United States of America, or it's actually already happened, and it was proven last night. The election proved this. We have turned into an entitlement society. We have turned into a dependent entitlement society. And I've been saying this for a long time. I've actually believed it for about 10 years. It's actually probably been happening longer than that. I would say the entitlement mentality pretty much started in the early 90s. Big time. I mean, it started before that, but it started to really accelerate in the early 90s. Towards the end of George Bush Sr.'s presidency, and it really ramped up with Bill Clinton's presidency. That's pretty much, I think, when it accelerated. Now, you could say, well, it goes all the way back to the 60s when Lyndon Johnson was president. Yeah, that's probably true. That's when it started. But I think it really, really started to ramp up in the early 90s. We now have a different type of America. And I know I have international listeners, and some of you who are listening from other countries right now, you probably can relate to what I'm saying. We here in America are just now experiencing this. You've probably already gone through it. We have a group of people in this country. Most of them are under the age of 35. Most. Not all. They're under the age of 35. And they have an entitlement mentality. Now, what I mean by that is they believe that there is a certain amount of benefits that the government should be giving to them. And they're scared to death. They are scared to death to vote for any politician that might take that away. This country is not yet ready for the kind of transformation that it would take to change it. The kind of cuts, the kind of sacrifices. And here's some reality, folks. It may never be. It may never go through the change that is really needed to stop this country from becoming mostly an entitlement-based country. You got to face that. Now, this is not all bad news. I'm telling you, it's not all bad news. It's not. I'm going to tell you why it's not all bad news. When I get to the personal power part of this, I'll tell you why. But let's focus on what we've got here. So we have a lot of young people. We have a lot of single moms raising kids for whatever reason. And we have a lot of minorities in the United States of America that are scared to death to give up the assistance and the benefits that they get from the government and the system. And when I say the system, I mean this whole system in the United States of dependency. They're scared to death to give it up. I almost can't blame them, but they've been conditioned to expect that. But really, folks, I can't blame them. I can't blame them. So, again, it's 10 o'clock in the morning on November 7th, 10:05, while I'm recording this, so the election just happened last night. But what I see out there, what happened, is pretty much the same thing that happened in 2008. Enough people went to the polls and they voted for politicians who are going to help them. And it's long been said that once people realize that they can go to the polls and they can vote themselves a piece of the treasury, our republic is finished. And it is. Folks, America as you knew it is over. Get used to it. Get over it. Learn to accept it, okay? Please? If last night wasn't proof, what is? And I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist because I like to keep this show rooted in common sense, but I've got to be realistic with you. I owe it to you to be realistic. The reality is, this country is not going to change back to what it was in 1980 and 1984 and even 1988 and even 1990. It's not going to happen. It's just simply not going to happen. That was 30 years ago. It is a different America. Now, no offense to anybody listening to this program. I mean absolutely no offense. But America has changed. We now have a minority-majority America. And what I mean is people who are considered minorities are now the voting majority. I'll say that again. People who are classified as minorities are the voting majority. Therefore, they're going to get their way in government. And that's what they're voting for. And that's what we have. That's the state of America. Now, it isn't going to change, as I mentioned. It's just simply not. I'm sorry. I do not believe that America is ready for the change. If and when America becomes ready for the change, that will be the reset button for this country. That will be the reset button. I have to be quite frank with you folks, I do not think that we're ever going to press the reset button. I think we are at the point of no return. In other words, we cannot return back to the America of 1980, 1984, that time period. We can't return back to that. Okay? And the reason I picked that time period is because that is the period where we had relatively slower growth in government. We didn't have a reduction in government, but we had slower growth in government, and government wasn't quite so intrusive. Folks, that's what the majority of Americans want. Now, I know you might say, well, Bob, the vote was 50-50. Okay, but guess what? We've got 50% of the voters, I say it again, we have 50% of the voters who want America this way. And until if and when that changes, it's what we're always going to have. And I'll say it again, I predicted it. And I've been saying that. You can go back and listen to my older episodes. And if you listen to all 189 episodes prior to this one, you will hear me make a lot of references to what I just talked about. Okay, so what about personal power? Well, you don't have to choose to live that way. Personal responsibility is still alive and well. As a matter of fact, I would say after last night's election results, personal responsibility, personal power, is more important than ever. Would you agree? It's more important than ever. You don't have to live that way. You do not have to choose to be dependent on anybody. And that's what survival is all about. That's what preparedness is all about. You know, I take a common sense approach to preparedness. I take a common sense approach to liberty and a common sense approach to living your life. You do not have to let the government dictate how you live. We still have religious freedom, for example. Thank God. That's something we need to fight like crazy to maintain. So if you're a religious person, you still have the freedom to practice whatever religion you want. If you're not, you also have to have the freedom not to practice any religion. You have the personal responsibility to spend your money any way you want. You can spend it any way you want. You can save it any way you want. You can invest it any way that you wish to. My 14-year-old son was worried last night. He stayed up. He watched the election results with us. And he was worried. He went to bed worried. He went to bed scared. And I told him to relax, and I told him I would talk to him in the morning. This morning, before I left on my business trip, I said to him, I said, son, you don't have to worry. He said, why not? I said, because your mother and I are going to teach you to accept personal responsibility for yourself and to live in such a way that you do not need to be dependent on anybody for your existence. And I told him, I said, son, what you saw last night is you saw a bunch of people who do depend on the government for their assistance. You saw them go vote to keep it because they're damn afraid to let it go. And I said, son, you don't have to live that way. And I'm going to teach you how not to live that way. And he was relieved. And we're going to have to keep teaching him that. I said, but if you listen to what my mother and I, what your mother and I teach you. I told this to my son. I said, son, if you listen to what your mother and I teach you, you will not have to be one of those people going to the polls to vote for your existence. Now, he's almost 15 years old. So in a little over 3 years, he's going to be of age. So in the election of 2016, my son's going to be able to vote. Hopefully by that time, I will have him very well conditioned to fend for himself and not need to go vote for his existence. So, personal power. It's all about the choices you make. Let me tell you some of the choices I am going to make, okay? I'll tell you some of the choices I'm going to make. This is kind of a little bit of a takeoff on last week's episode. Last week I entitled it, How Have You Been Prepping Lately? I'm going to expand on that. My wife and I had a talk about this last night after the election results. We're going to have to change our way of life a little bit. We're going to have to relook at our investments. And we're probably going to have to leverage ourselves more heavily in secure investments. Okay, sorry, I had to grab a business phone call there. Anyway, as I was mentioning, we're going to be taking another look at our investments. We've got some gold and silver, but we need more. And I really believe that that's going to be a key. Hyperinflation is rapidly, rapidly approaching, folks. We simply just cannot sustain the course we're on. And the politicians in charge of this country on a federal level, they're not going to stop it. And I don't care. I know that there's gridlock in Congress. Trust me. Politicians are going to cave. They're going to cave. They're going to succumb to pressure. They're going to succumb to outside interests and money interests and keeping their job interests and all that. They're going to cave. They're going to cave, and they're going to continue to let us borrow money and go into debt and spend, and tax, and no balance budget. It will never happen. It's not going to happen for a long, long time, folks. Just get ready. Set yourself up. Here's some good news from the election. At least for me it is. Heck, all my guns are probably going to be worth twice what I paid for them. All right? 6 months to a year, my guns are going to be worth twice what I paid for them. So, hey, guns are investments. Gold, silver, they're investments. Food, they're investments. Look at everything as an investment now. Change your life. Reinvent yourself. Remember the podcast I did about reinventing yourself? Learn a new skill. Develop a secondary income. You know, if your primary skill, if you can't find a job, which doesn't surprise me, well, guess what, folks? The job situation is not going to get any better. We're still going to have 20 to 30 million people that don't have work. That's not going to change anytime soon. I don't care. Don't believe what the politicians are telling you. It's not going to change. Reinvent yourself. Change your lifestyle. Downsize. That's what we're going to be doing. Cut out whatever you have to cut out in terms of expenses. Take personal responsibility. Live a different way. If you haven't been paying too much attention to prepping and survival until now, wake up. Do it. Do it now. Come on. What are you waiting for? I'm going to continue to drive old paid-for cars. Not going to succumb to the temptation to go out and get a new car, although it would be nice. I'm going to continue to learn different ways to defend myself and defend my home. I think it's going to be necessary. Let me tell you, I have another prediction, okay? I have another prediction, and this is just from pure common sense, ladies and gentlemen. It's from pure common sense. I'm not going to consider myself some kind of a prophet or anything like that. I'm not going to consider myself some kind of a doomsdayer. I am a realist. I'm a realist, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what's coming. Sooner or later, the United States of America is not going to be able to afford all of the spending that we're going to continue to do. And trust me, we will continue the spending. We will not be able to afford it. There will come a day, I don't know when, but it's not too far off, there will come a day where there will be a collapse. Probably a partial collapse like Glenn Tate talked about in his book 299 Days. If you recall, I recently had Glenn Tate on this show to do an interview. And I like his approach. And by the way, if you want to buy his book, in the show notes, I'm going to link to my Amazon affiliate account. And if you would buy it through me, if you'd buy it from Amazon through my affiliate account, it will help me. I'll earn a small commission on it, and it'll help support the work I do here at today's Survival Show. So if you want to buy Glenn's survival common sense prepping book called 299 Days, then go to the show notes at todayssurvival.com and click on the link, buy Glenn's book, and you'll be able to buy it through my Amazon affiliate account. But the collapse is coming. It may only be a partial collapse. But the services will quit. The checks will quit coming. The benefits will stop going to the millions of people getting them. And guess what? When those benefits quit, people are going to get ugly. I'm telling you, it's happened in other countries, folks. It's going to happen here. To my international friends listening, perhaps you can relate. Right? Perhaps you can relate. It's going to get ugly. People are going to get desperate because the benefits that they voted for last night are going to eventually quit coming. And when they quit coming, they're going to get mad. These people are going to get mad. And they're going to get violent. And they're desperate. See, here's the problem. They're so dependent on the government and on the overall system. They're so dependent for their existence. It's their lifeline. And when that lifeline gets cut off, they're going to resort to desperate measures. Are they going to get more violent? Yeah, probably so. Are they going to come after people who have things? Yes. Yes, they're going to come after people who have things, who have stuff, people who have resources. They're coming after you. I'm telling you this. They're coming after you. Now, you know what? I have tried to remain no tinfoil hat-ish. And this is not tinfoil hat stuff. This is not tinfoil hat stuff. This is the truth. This is the way it's going to be. Because, folks, I'm positive. I'm very positive this morning. I am not trying to be negative. I'm really not. You know why I'm so positive today? Okay, the election didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out. I'm still positive and I'm still pumped up. Because for the last 3 years, I've been preparing for this. I've been setting myself up. Me and my family, we've been making sensible decisions. We've been prepping. I've learned how to defend myself far beyond any capabilities I've ever thought I could. I've learned convenient and inexpensive ways to store food and to store water. I've kept out of debt. We've set ourselves up pretty nicely financially. But big time hyperinflation is coming, and the money we have is not going to be worth anywhere even close to what it's worth today. So, time to change course. Time to make some different investments that will withstand some hyperinflation. At least that'll do a fairly decent job. Better than just the United States dollar. I was having a conversation with my sister last night. It was her birthday. Election night was also her birthday. And she told me about all of her investments. She's 32 years old. My younger sister's 32 years old. And she was telling me all about her investments. Now, I'm proud of her because she's investing at 32 years old. You know how many people, including me, did not make the proper investments when I was 32? She's doing it. Congratulations. I love the fact she's doing it. And I had to tell her last night. I had to say, hey, sis, you know what? I want you to think about something. When you are 65 years old, which is 33 years from now, I'm sorry to tell you, but the amount of money that you think you're going to have is not even going to be worth anywhere close to what it's worth in today's dollars. Not even close. So I told her to take a hard look at her investments and ask herself the question, what can I do to try to hedge against the inflation? What can I do to help make sure that the amount of assets that I'm going to have in 33 years is going to be at least somewhat close to what it's worth today? That's going to be a challenge, but it can be done. Gold and silver might be a good place to start. Not a lot. You know, probably less than 20% of your assets, but it's a hedge, is it not? It's a hedge. Now, go ahead and call me crazy if you want, folks, but if there's a gun you've been thinking about buying, go get it. I mean, it may just prove to be a pretty good investment in the very near future. I mean, you think about it and buy all the ammunition you can afford right now, because that too may prove to be a very good investment. Especially, you know, I'm a big fan of bartering. Hey, if things get ugly, folks, and they might, I mean, somewhat ugly. You know, I mean, kind of ugly. I mean, not full-time collapse ugly, but partial collapse ugly. So, Glenn Tate, if you're listening to this, and I, you probably are, you're right, brother. Thank you for writing that book. You are right. A partial collapse is going to happen. If you got an extra firearm you don't need that's very desirable, wow, think about how powerful of a bartering tool that could be. Think about it. No, you can't eat ammunition, but you can trade it for stuff you can eat. Think about that. You know, a lot of people who are critical of those of us who love firearms, I've read this on a lot of prepper and survival forums. They go, well, you can't eat your ammo. You can't eat your AR-15. Well, that's true. You can't eat your ammo and you can't eat your AR-15, but you can trade them. You can barter them. And they could prove to be very, very valuable in the next society that is coming. I want you to look at this, and I want you to think about your personal power, and I want you to understand that you still have the ability to live the life the way you want to live it and keep on prepping and engage in personal power. Here's the thing. Here's what's going to happen more than anything else in the next 10 to 15 years. Those who have are going to continue to have, and those who have not are going to continue to have not. And this happens all the time. Those who are smart, those who use their brain, will learn how to beat the system. The system that's coming is not the same system that we've all known here in America for many, many years. The system that's coming is different, but you can beat it. You can beat the system. Just pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on. Don't just listen to the news outlets, but dig deep. When you see something the government's doing, do a lot of internet research and dig deep into it and figure out what's going on, what's really happening, and prepare accordingly. Change your course accordingly. You can beat the system. And it's those who know how to beat the system are the ones that are going to survive. And those who don't know how to beat the system, well, they're the ones that are voting for the system, and they're going to fall. They will. They may get some temporary benefit. Okay, I'll grant them that. Right now, they're going to get some temporary benefit because they think they're buying the lie that it's all going to turn around. It's not. It's not going to turn around. That fiscal cliff you hear them talking about, we're going straight over it, folks. Right over it. We're going to go right off the fiscal cliff. It may not happen at the end of this year like they're talking about. They may kick the can down the road and postpone it. It's going to happen. It's going to catch up with us. But when we go over that fiscal cliff, those who are smart with their money, smart with their investments, smart with their preparations, they're going to be okay. So put your big boy boots on. Man up, guys. Women, keep doing what you're doing. Start prepping. You're going to be fine. It's the knuckleheads who have voted to continue the system that are not going to be fine. They just simply will not be fine. I feel sorry for them, but you know, I sort of can't blame them because they were brought up that way. And they were brought up to not know any better. Okay, that's just the way it is. They don't know any better. And that's what you're seeing. And unfortunately, it's the society we've created. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not put 100% of the blame on Barack Obama. Okay, Barack Obama made it worse, yes, in my opinion, but I do not blame him 100%. I blame a lot of parents in this country. I blame a lot of parents who aren't there for their kids to teach them personal responsibility. And so their kids grow up thinking an entitlement mentality, and they think, well, you know what, my parents didn't care about me, maybe the government will. And they buy into the lie that the government cares about them. And so they decide to go vote for the government to partially take care of them. They think that's the norm. They think that's the way it should be, and it's the way they want it to be. Because they were taught no different. But I think what you're going to see coming up is you are going to see an even greater divide. You're going to see a bigger divide from those who have to those who have not. And politicians can give you all this BS of, oh, well, we're going to level the playing field. Baloney. Smart people who have things are going to learn how to keep them because they use their brain, because they believe in the concept of personal responsibility, because they study, because they soak up knowledge, and they take action. That's the key. It's belief, knowledge, and action. And if you want to know the keys to personal power, it's those three things. Belief, knowledge, and action. They have a belief in personal responsibility. They seek out knowledge. They listen to podcasts like this. And they join forums like mine. And by the way, if you haven't become a member of today's Survival Show forum, I would love for you to become a member of the forum. Please email me. Please send me a quick email at bob@todayssurvival.com. bob@todayssurvival.com. And tell me you want to become a member of the forum. That's how I keep spammers out. I'll approve your account. Give me your username that you used to sign up. I'll approve your account within 24 hours, and you can become a member of our forum for free. And there's plenty of other podcasts out there and forums on prepping that you can listen to. So they have a belief. Their belief is, I'm going to take personal responsibility for myself. They engage in gathering knowledge. They listen to podcasts. They go to forums. They read books like Glenn Tate's 299 Days and others. And they gather the knowledge and then they take action. They take action and they put what they learn to practice in their lives. You've got to take action. Belief, knowledge, and action. Those are the three key elements to personal power. So the people who have personal power, you've all heard the saying, knowledge is power. Well, guess what? It is. It is. And folks, I've mentioned this before. I'll say it again. I'm a Christian man. Okay? I am a Christian man. I am a man of faith. I understand that God has a plan for this country. God has a plan for my life. Now, you don't have to be religious to be a prepper and to be a survivalist. And I am not going to think bad of you, and I'm not going to put you down if you're not a Christian. I would love it if you would become one, but if not, that's okay with me. Okay, I want you to be one, but if not, you can still be a prepper. But the reason I bring this up is because I know that God has a plan for me, for this country, and for my family. He's also given me the ability to gain knowledge. And he has helped me establish the belief, gain the knowledge, and take action. We still have free will, ladies and gentlemen. And just because the election may not have gone your way, and for some of you, maybe the election did go your way. Maybe you did vote for Barack Obama, and that's fine. That's your American right to do that. I got a feeling for a lot of you listening to this, the election did not go your way. But you can still have the belief that you will survive. You can gain the knowledge to do so and take action. And that, my friends, is personal power. And I've lived by this all my life. I've been a big believer in personal power since 1985. Back in 85, I went to work for Tom Hopkins. Tom Hopkins at that time was the leading sales trainer in the entire United States. He was training more salespeople than anybody else. And he also was an excellent life coach. He also taught me some very, very, very important life lessons, as well as other people like Jim Rohn and some of the others that I used to listen to. And I learned an education I never learned in college. I learned an education I never learned in high school. I learned a street education. I learned how to be successful out there on the street, gang. And that's what, excuse me, that came out wrong. I was not a member of a street gang. I meant to say, folks, I learned how to be successful in the real world. Now, that real world may have just gotten tougher last night and is going to get tougher, but I'm going to learn how to do it. And that's the belief system that I have. And that's the belief system I want you to have. That's the personal power. And so I plan on gaining the knowledge to do so. And I'm going to share a lot of that knowledge with you in the next 10 or 12 episodes coming up. So be watching your feeds, please, and look for new episodes. Which, by the way, new episodes are probably going to get posted every Thursday night or Friday morning. So by Friday morning, you should have a new episode of Today's Survival Show every week, once a week. And then take action. Start to put it to work in your life. You don't have to let the government make your life difficult. Only if you choose to. That's the point. That's the personal power message that I want to give to you today. It's your choice. And it's why I like to say, and I'm probably going to continue to say, my goal is to help you live life the way you want to live it on your own terms and strengthen your resolve. So for about the next 10 weeks, I'm going to talk some more about personal power. Now, I am going to probably pick a topic and talk about it and share some of the things I have with you. I do welcome your comments. So if some of you have some comments and topic suggestions on personal power that you would like me to cover, if I know something about it, I will talk about it. If not, I will research it and I'll do a show on it and I'll present to you how I see it. And of course, that's why I think you tune into this program. That's why you download it. You're looking for what I think, and I'm flattered. Thank you very much, folks. The listener count continues to go. You know what's interesting is even though I took a six-month break, the listener count didn't really go down that much. So I think a lot of people were going back and listening to some of my older shows. Well, now I promise every week you're going to have a newer prepping show. Don't give up hope. There is still plenty of hope. You do not have to let the government have so much influence over you. You don't have to live that way. We still have enough freedoms in the United States. We still have enough freedoms to be able to make our own choices. Now, you might ask the question, well, gee, Bob, how are we going to do that? Looks like some of the freedoms are going to be taken away. Fight, 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 fight. Yep, some of your freedoms may get taken away. Fight. Adapt. Improvise. Adapt. Overcome. Learn to change course. You have a brain. You have a brain, you have a beautiful mind. The average human being only uses 10 to 15% of their brain power. Study, learn, keep an open mind. Your mind's like a parachute, works best when it's open. Be a sponge for knowledge. Learn how to beat the system. And by saying that, I may end up on someone's watch list someday. I don't care. I really could give two craps about it. I'm sorry. I don't care if I'm on someone's watch list. Let me tell you something, folks. If I go down, I'm going to go down fighting. And I think it's going to be a long time before I go down. Unless God's got a different plan for me. Unless the Lord says to me, Bob, you know what? You've served your purpose on earth. Now it's time for you to come home and be with me. Well, then that's His decision. I can't do anything about that if that's what He decides. But as long as He's put me here on this earth, I'm fighting, gang. I'm fighting. I don't know about you, but I'm fighting. I'm not going to give up. I am positive this morning. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of motivated. It kind of gives me more reason to kick some butt. And I'm going to do the best I can. I've lost 21 and a half pounds lately. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling physically good. I've radically changed my eating habits. My doctor gave me some warnings. I took my doctor's warnings to heart. That's the other thing, folks. Stay healthy. Stay healthy. Our healthcare system is going down the tubes, folks. It is. You better do what you can to stay healthy. Because in 5 to 10 years from now, it might be pretty difficult to get quality healthcare. You know what? Your healthcare is going to start right now. If you make yourself healthier, if you do what you got to do to quit smoking or quit drinking or quit eating bad stuff, lose some weight, get your cholesterol under control, get your sugar under control, your blood sugar, that's what I've had to work on lately. I have celiac disease, so to make sure I don't get colon cancer, I have to live a gluten-free diet. Well, that's tough, folks. I've been doing it now 4 years. It's hard. I'm not 100% gluten-free, but I'm doing pretty good. I have a higher risk of getting colon cancer if I don't eat gluten-free. You know, stay healthy. That's your health care. You know, a lot of people voted for national health care. Yeah, I know the majority of the country did not want national health care, but the politicians rammed it down our throats anyway. Now we got it. We're stuck with it. And because Obama is now still going to be president for 4 years, we are stuck with Obamacare. That's just the way it is. People don't like it. It's the way it is. Please accept the reality. You need to get healthy. Because, think about it, if you're healthy, hopefully you won't have to use the health care system as much. Because it's going to go down. Okay? It's going to get worse. I'm sorry. It may appear to get better. And that's the other thing. We have a false recovery coming, folks. And this is the last thing I'm going to say because it's kind of going to set up next week's show. We have a false recovery coming. People are going to think it's getting better. People are going to think that a recovery is coming. And it will get a little bit better temporarily. And then we're going to have a big crash on the other side of the recovery. It's inevitable. It's going to happen, but if you're ready, you'll survive. You'll have the personal power to survive. And you're probably going to put yourself in a very select group. You're going to put yourself in the top 5%, I would say. Forget the 47% BS crap that you heard during the election. I want you to put yourself not in the top 53%. I want you to put yourself in the top 5% of the people who will survive. Okay, I had another phone call interruption there. Sorry about that. Got a little off track. But anyway, that's pretty much a good signal for me to sign off on this show, folks. Personal power, that's what it's all about. I'll be speaking more about it in the next weeks to come. I'm Bob Main. By the way, if you want to support the work I do, Don't forget about my Survival Champions Club podcast. I've kind of put them all together, and I've got my Matt Brasek talking about how to prepare for a medical disaster. I've got my good friend Matt Chusnick talking about knives and knife sharpening and tools and things like that. I've got my friend Wade from Louisiana talking about how to use herbs to your advantage, nutritional and medicinal purposes of using herbs and things like that. Good stuff on there. It's only $20 and helps support the work that I do here on this show. Just go to todayssurvival.com. Over on the right-hand side of the page, you will see in the margin, Survival Champions Club. You'll see a Buy Now button. Use that. You can use Google Checkout. Also, if you want to get Glenn Tate's book, you can help support my show and get a good book. Just go to the recommended books section at todayssurvival.com and click that Amazon link. And it'll help me out if you buy Glenn Tate's book, 299 Days, A Good Prepper Novel. With that said, thanks for listening to the 190th episode of Today's Survival Show. Increase your personal power, and it's not going to be that bad, folks, and you'll do just fine. A positive message after a somewhat negative event. Thank you, folks. I'll catch you next week. Goodbye.